Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 85, Episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, yeah. A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck Coke Industries
fuck
Fox News.
Fuck off.
It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jackseat Driver, or A-ring-kin-kin, Jackseat Freestyle. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Somebody once told me the zeitgeist gonna roll me, need help to make every day. He was sounding kinda high with his co-host Jack O'Brien. I think his name was Miles Gray.
Wait, there's more.
Well, hot takes start, come don't stop coming. Fed some Taco Bell and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, no Mexi melts. But your tummy gets full, better loosen your belts. So much to do, so much to see. So what's up with Miles' ED? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're a pot star. Fuck the Coke Bros, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Fuck Fox News, now get paid. And as we play our gold, only podcast stars break the mold.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I don't, honestly, I only know the first half of the first verse.
Oh, well, that was impressive.
My AKA came from Rich Jefferson at Device. No. Not Richard Jefferson, the former Nets player.
Dick Jefferson.
Yeah. This is Dick Jefferson, not Richard Jefferson. Yeah,
they even got your habit of calling your stomach tummy. My tummy. Keeping my tummy full.
My tummaroo.
Well, that was great.
Thank you so much.
And very extensive, AKA. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the talented Melissa Losada Oliva.
Hi.
Nailed it. Losada Oliva.
Yay.
Losada or Lazada?
Losada.
There we go. See, we're
Thank you for the effort.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Yeah, you are?
I'm excited to be here.
You're not from LA, right?
No, I live in New York.
Yay. Mm-hmm. How you liking LA?
It's cool. I am confused by the car culture, I think.
What do you mean, like all the lowriders?
Yeah. all the
bird scooters? Right, those are scooters. Those are not cars.
I guess like I was walking down a sidewalk and then it slowly became like not a sidewalk and then I was almost hit by a truck.
Oh, yeah. Because we have an aggressive fuck pedestrians sort of agenda based on the city planning.
Yeah, basically. I also don't know how to drive. I don't know.
Yeah. You're good though. You know, you have a good tour guide with you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So you're Jamie Loftus's good friend.
Yes, she's my pal.
She's your pal?
Yeah.
She's been showing you around LA.
Yeah, she's the best.
Wait, so there was a sidewalk that just ended and
that happens a lot.
Like went like into
like
a
the Book of Poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shel Silverstein.
It became really skinny, I guess.
Right.
and then like it's filled like the with curb. Sand. Yeah.
right.
and then it was like, yeah.
Tightrope walking on a concrete strip.
I thought you were gonna say the sidewalk turned into a car.
Maybe there's some confusion around this car.
You're a poet, so like I could see like a magical realism thing happening. I don't know.
Oh right, yeah. The sidewalk turned into a car, and then my memories from childhood.
Wow.
My father.
That's right.
So. Did you just make that up on the spot?
Oh yeah, off the dome.
Wow. You should go on Deaf Poetry Slam.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Is that still on? Did people ever tell you that? You should go on Deaf Poetry Slam.
I used to watch those videos. I got so excited about them. Now watching them. I'm like, what was this?
Yeah, do people still get down like that? Because you're a poet.
Yeah.
And don't you know it? How big is slam poetry now?
You know, it's there are pockets still. It kind of like imploded like most art communities do. Yeah, they're not like any competitions this year or whatever. I think like the DPL, like the poetry lounge in LA, like still is a thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
So we should go there.
You should go there.
And when I go there, I don't mean here. At a T, I'm there. Take my hat off. I have no hair.
Yeah, go in. Yes.
Meet my child. Some say it could be my heir.
All the like best poems. Like I breathe. Wow. All the best poems rhyme.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Seuss. Shel Silverstein sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my English teacher told me. If it doesn't rhyme, it's not a poem.
What is like the most mainstream thing? Is Deaf Poetry Jam the most mainstream?
Deaf Poetry Slam.
Deaf Poetry Slam.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I don't know.
I'm fucked up. My tattoo is wrong.
Because that's where my mind immediately goes is Deaf Poetry Slam.
Right,
is
right,
that
right.
Like the most mainstream that like poetry has broken through in the past? Like,
I guess like the most mainstream would be like Button Poetry. Have you heard of it? It's like
button. Who's got the button?
Yeah. It's just a man with a bunch of buttons. It's like they like would go to like poetry slams and like record poets and then like make viral videos out of them.
Oh, and like animate them or something?
Yeah. And then maybe like 3 minutes of a thing. So that'd be like the, I guess, like the most mainstream thing. I don't know. Yeah, Deaf Poetry Jam is like, I think it's dead. I think it's like they're like trying to bring it back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on to the next thing.
On to the next one.
Well, we're thrilled to have you.
Thank
and we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we are going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about today, such as the fact that Punk'd and Singled Out are coming back on mobile.
Oh.
On an app you can't download yet called Quibi.
Or Quibi.
Quibi.
Quibi. Whatever. Yeah.
and if you search the name of it right now, you get the Bible quiz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the App Store.
Oh, like Quibi, like Quiz Bible?
Yes.
Wow. That is correct. I would do pretty good on that, I think.
We're going to just check in with the president on his trip to the UK, how he's dealing with the feedback he's getting from the British people. We're going to talk about the government being able to shut down the internet, or governments around the world being able to shut down the internet. We're going to talk about whether Nancy Pelosi is playing 9D chess or 10D chess. We're going to talk about whether town halls, these televised town halls that Democratic candidates are doing, whether they're actually like affecting whether they have a shot at the nomination or not. There's a new report out that says civilization is going to collapse by 2050. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, good. So no need to deal with climate change.
Yeah. No, it's because of climate change.
Yeah, but I'm saying because it's going to end, who cares? Right? Because that's I feel like that's the effect of all these articles have on people.
Really?
Like you keep, I don't know, man. My sense of like creeping nihilism, just like, not that me personally feel like there's nothing to do with it, but I feel like there is a subconscious effect if you're constantly being fed a diet of like, the world's going to end. Yeah. Was in 20 years.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Right, in a way.
You're relief.
Like, yeah, but it's going to be really bad. Like, it's not going to be like...
It's not going to be tight?
Yeah, it's not going to be tight. Like, is it, or it's not going to be like an asteroid comes and like takes us out one day. It's going to be like, you know...
Yeah, resources
like
dwindle.
The town. And or not the town.
The town.
The road?
The town. The
Damn,
Ben Affleck
the world is
going to
end. The it's just going to be Boston
left. South Boston. The Southies inherit the earth.
Nightmare. Yeah, it's going to be like The Road. Yeah. Which is where my mind immediately goes anytime... People are talking
all right, well,
about
fill up that
of
bathtub.
Climate change because I have kids now, so I'm like,
oh yeah,
right, right.
That's what I say, mother,
motherfucker,
ah, motherfuck.
Well, these kids are gonna slow me down the apocalypse.
That's exactly right,
daddy, daddy. I gotta poo. We're running from marauders.
We gotta get to Boston.
We gotta get to Southie, the one bastion of hope.
and then finally,
just thinking of the gatekeepers trying to enter South Boston.
No.
Hey, what are you looking for, pal? Just like, oh, God. With your kids, like, please, we need food.
Patriots for life or what?
Yeah. Who's the greatest Sox player? Oh, shit. Name three Bruins.
You know, Bill Buckner was like a great baseball player, the dude who let the ball go through his legs.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a really great hitter.
Oh, but we only know him
yeah,
as
Yeah, we only know him
Mr.
as the dude who let the ball go
Whoopsie
through
Daisy.
His legs. Huh. Mr. Whoopsie Daisy.
And see, and that would get you access to the kingdom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, that's true.
Facts
he got a bum
I'm
rap.
Storing up on because the post apocalypse is going to be like the town.
Oh my God. Everyone's
and also
a cop.
Like the town in that there are no helicopters, because if you introduce police helicopters to that movie, it doesn't make any sense anymore.
Right.
They're like, we got to get to the bridge. The
like,
cops
damn.
Can't follow us into Southie.
It's not like they have things that fly.
Right. And also, we're going to talk about a weird YouTube trend. Just weird. But first, Melissa, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay, so two things interrelated. The first is I was on a plane and I searched, can you bring vitamins on a plane? And that was followed up by acute radiation poisoning.
Okay.
I've been watching Chernobyl.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then I was like, will these vitamins get radiation? And then
will I in turn
get radiation poisoning? Yeah.
And that's not true, right?
It's not. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I never found out, so...
You know that flight attendants get radiation poisoning just from being closer to the sun?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just from being above the clouds all that time.
Mm-hmm.
They get, like, they slowly get radiation poisoning and are, like, a certain percent, like a small percentage, but enough for it to be noticeable statistically.
Oh, that's like,
they're more likely to die from certain types of cancer because they're closer to the sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lesson to us all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that was my response to you saying you watched Chernobyl was the most cheerful anybody's been about that show.
I love that show.
I was like, oh, yeah.
I know, that's so weird you said that, because everyone's like, when they tell me to watch it, like, fucking, dude, just watch it.
It's so good,
dogs in that
but
show.
It's so fucked up.
It's really fucked up. I was listening to, like, the accompanying podcast.
Me too.
yeah.
Again, yeah, high five, sister.
Yeah.
Radiation poison for life.
Radiation poison, it's all real, Soviet Union. Yeah, it's, like, really, I talked about this on Ethnically Ambiguous yesterday, too. Yeah, I'm, like, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chernobyl podcast, if you're going to listen to another podcast, which I don't recommend. But if you have to, that's a good one to check out if you're watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
What is something you think is overrated?
Something I think is overrated lately is like inspirational language, especially like coming out of the poetry world. Everything is like, do you believe in yourself? Are you a woman of the world? I was just at this conference and this woman was like, everybody stand up, close your eyes and think of a woman who is dead and talk to this woman. Do you talk to this woman the way you talk to yourself? And then she was like, I tricked you into loving yourself.
Oh, fuck.
It was just like creepy and scary.
Right.
And yeah, I feel like it's just like dead to me. Same thing as like, yeah.
Wait, so what do you mean? This is like a wave right now? This is like a trend in the poetry world of like being mad inspirational?
Yeah, being like mad inspirational. Or like the same thing where it's just like empty words, like saying like representation matters when really you're just saying like, oh, I hope people who look like me are telling me to shop at Target, you know?
Right,
it's like,
right.
Yeah.
Performative wokeness.
Right.
Engage sequence.
What? Yeah, that's Miles' new character, Wokebot.
Wokebot.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Initiate virtue signaling sequence.
But yeah, I do feel like America especially gets on this sort of positivity for the sake of positivity kick, whereas other countries are like, I'm sad today, and that's because something is making me sad, and that is appropriate to the situation sometimes.
Yeah. Or just addressing the conditions that are bringing about these things. Like, where it's like, oh, no, don't worry about your debt. Just fucking read this T-shirt.
Right.
With the phrase
on it.
Right, yeah. It's like unhelpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't have happiness without I. I don't know. That just sounds like some shit that they would say.
Without I.
Without I. Or it's just happiness. Right. What is that even?
I-ness, man. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's like your I-ness.
Wow.
Wow. Dang. You guys are both poets.
Pie-ness.
Thank you.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, because I feel like inspirational poetry has a huge presence on Instagram. Are there any poets who are popular on Instagram that you actually respect, or any good uses of poetry on Instagram or social media?
Yeah, I mean, I think like Instagram is cool in that it's like a good way to get yourself out there and like get your work out there, and whatever. In the capitalist engine, it's hard to do that.
Right.
So it's like a good way to hustle, I guess.
Yeah.
But because of that, it kind of like, you know, there's like a weird commodification of like clicks and likes. And
right,
like,
and it begins to pervert the art a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I would say there's a, like, you know, Jessica Salgado, she's LA-based. She's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she puts her poetry on Instagram.
Yeah, all of her stuff on Instagram, yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
I was thinking, I don't know how, okay, like, would you rather questions, I think, are underrated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like at parties?
Yeah, I think you just, like, find out a lot about a person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hit me with one.
Okay, would you rather, okay, this one's, like, weird. This one's, like, extremely involved. Would you rather have no dietary issues at all, but just poop for one day, the whole day? You poop all day, but the poop like slides out of your neck.
Wow.
Or you have no dietary, but you like don't have any dietary issues. You just like don't have to poop ever again. Uh-huh.
And that's one day a year?
Yeah, it's one day a year. You like schedule it one day.
All
a
day
year.
And the poop
and
comes
is that
your
the
neck.
Only time you poop, or do you poop neck. Regularly the rest of the year?
You don't poop
you don't,
at all.
You don't poop at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
just,
not.
Or you just like remain the same dietary issues, same whatever.
Wow. I realize my gastrointestinal privilege because I typically don't have dietary issues. Well, actually, I can't eat pizza when I'm drinking because the acidity in tomato sauce makes me vomit.
Oh, wow.
So if you ever want to poison me, offer me pizza when I'm drunk.
Wow.
But
now I know so much about you.
Yeah. Right. You know, but part of me too,
yeah.
I like
the
pooping.
Most revealing thing.
I like
you.
To poop. I like to poop.
I know, I like to poop too.
Yeah, so one day, like, out my neck? No.
Wait,
I need
so
my
say,
30 minutes every day watching YouTube clips.
When you say out of your neck, it's coming out, like, up your...
Like a gill?
Through
like
your
a
mouth?
Gill?
Or guess, do you have shit gills?
I guess it's a shit gill.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone
oh, okay.
asked me this.
Yeah, then I'm good.
I don't know
good.
The science of it. Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm doing that one.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would love to do
full
that.
Full day of shit gilling?
Full day shit gilling that you can schedule. It doesn't just like happen out of nowhere. Because then think about that. Like you never have a situation where you're like,
right.
Uh-oh.
Then I wouldn't mind camping at Coachella.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but here's the thing. What if like something important was coming up, like someone's wedding, but you had already like scheduled your shit day.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
I just missed that wedding.
Yeah,
I don't like weddings.
Or you'd be like, guys, I'm gonna be in the bathroom the whole time. I am here.
Yeah,
just right. Do not come in here.
Right,
because like, oh, it's your shit.
You will
day.
See something that will actually completely change your world.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
see,
make
okay,
it happen.
You know
medical,
I like this. See, yeah. That was a good brain exercise.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, what limits will you go to?
Yeah.
But I think generally I would have a bias towards always like. Doing something weird to change my life just because, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm a seeker, you know? So,
you're
I don't
a seeker.
Know.
I mean, not to just to take this completely somewhere else, but there's a website called Conversation Starters World. and they have a collection of the best would you rather questions.
Oh, really?
I would like to read
Are they
one.
Good?
Oh, my God.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak? Oh, my
Whoa,
God.
We just heard he from groaned. The booth.
From the booth, there was a groan, Either but I think Dan, he scheduled his shit guilt today.
Yeah, he's having a digestive
issue.
He's having a shit day. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For you, lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Oh, my God.
To learn? You end your ability to learn or you end your ability to express yourself, basically?
Can I, like, is writing, like, can I, like,
No.
I can't communicate at
if
all?
If you can't read, then you definitely can't write.
But if I can't speak, can I still write?
No, you can speak, and then maybe someone can dictate your words right. if you want to hack this so would you rather
that's
question.
That's the thing. Yeah. I think you can hack this, because I think the text-to-speech applications are going to be getting better and better.
Oh,
so now you're going
to
have the robot thing, but you cannot live in the modern world without being able to read.
Okay, how about this? Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur, because then you could remove it.
What do you mean?
You could like
get skin
hair
yourself?
Removal with laser surgery.
So you're just looking to hack all these shits. You're not even looking at
scales are just so
God.
Like.
Have you seen Wolf Girl?
No.
It's
where's she performing it?
It's like a 1998 like B movie with Tim Curry, but it's about this girl who like her like gypsy mother. It's like very fucked up. She like drops her off at a carnival because she's covered in fur. She's like a freak, and then she grows up and she's like Wolf Girl in the carnival. Ooh. And then she meets this like skinny white man who's like really gross, but he falls in love with her. And he's like, oh, by the way, my mother is a scientist. And she is like coming up with a cure for people like you. And then she takes it without letting him know. But the more she takes it, the more feral she gets.
Oh, shit.
So she becomes like a beautiful, like naked woman. But she's like a
wild
animal.
She's wild as shit.
Yeah,
she don't wear clothes. Wow. She'd be eating raw
that
steaks.
Is clearly somebody's fetish. Yeah. The writer of that was just working out a very extensive fetish.
Oh, man. Like, what if Janet was just like a fucking animal, man.
And she was just had fur falling off all over her.
Bill, I'm your assistant and I can hear you out loud. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'd be covered in fur.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false? By the way, great underrated. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's a myth?
Oh, man. Wait, what is it? What is something?
It's just anything that you think most people think is one way that's the other way.
Okay, can I do a thing that I think is like a theory? Can I have like
Okay.
I have a theory that okay, wait, what was it?
The earth is flat, and I feel
the
you
earth,
on that. Yeah.
You ever think about the earth being flat?
Yeah, though. Nobody's seen the edge.
I have a theory that Ariana Grande is such a good singer because she has no like sense of self. And that's why she's like a really good impersonator. She just like has a really good ear, and she like that's why she like it's like pretending to be like brown.
Wow. So she actually has no idea who she is.
She's like all ears is my theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's you went in her fucking brain right there.
Have you ever read
so she's
Jorge
like
Luis Borges?
Yeah.
He has a story called Shakespeare, but it might not be, but it's about Shakespeare, and that's his exact like reading of how Shakespeare became Shakespeare is he was like a completely empty vessel.
Yeah.
And so he just like pulled in other people's personalities and like just paid such close attention. It's really interesting because it's like, yeah, he just tries to like figure out what the internal life of somebody who was like a millennial genius, like a once in a millennium genius would be. And it's like probably a defect of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So Shakespeare also like Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I mean, Ariana Grande, the Shakespeare of the modern world.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that is my myth, I guess.
That's interesting, though.
That's a really
good one. But that's interesting to think of like how you're, because she's really amazing at doing impersonations and things.
She's so good.
And then, but her as herself seems like a version of a person she thinks
a
person is.
She's a cipher.
Yeah, because I remember
vessel.
Like very early on in her career, I did an interview with her and I wasn't sure if I was talking to like actually her the whole time. I was like, I can't nail her down.
Did you ask her the question, is Ariana in the room?
Exactly. I'm like,
is Ariana with us
actually,
right now?
Ariana, stand up right now. Close your eyes. Think of a dead woman. Now talk to her. I just tricked you how to love yourself. Yeah. I know. I was like asking her. She like liked like opera, and I was like, "Oh, do you like the classics?" She's like, "I love the Pirates of Penzance," and I was like, "Okay,
okay,
cool. Who are you? I thought you were gonna do some Turandot, but okay."
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit. We have figured out Ariana Grande. We have nailed a couple Would You Rathers. We're going to take a quick break, but I'm just going to say this show's off to a great start, guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And so the president, Donald Trump, is having issues. He's having a difficult time trying to digest the response he's getting from the people of London, mm-hmm. it seems like, because he believes that the people, when they're booing him, are actually cheering him.
That's what he said.
That
he
was described his analysis.
Oh my God.
Thousands of people cheering me on. Who's,
and didn't you say that like Fox was also saying, like, when Ivanka stepped out,
yes.
they were like, oh, no. Well, they're not booing her. They're booing somebody
Everyone
else.
Is like Jesus in Christ. Full court press denial mode right now.
Right.
Because like when it comes to Trump, the pro-judges, they're actually well-wishers. Mm-hmm. And they say there's protests. That's fake news. Cut to all this footage of all y'all Londoners out in full force flying the Trump blimp, baby blimp and shit. Everything has only shown they do not want you there. They
right.
think you are a disgrace because they have eyes and morals.
And they made Brexit happen.
Yeah. Right. And they still are like, what about this dude?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. And then on Fox and Friends, there was a moment where Ivanka was like leaving with John Bolton, like from 10 Downing Street. And there were people who could see down there the second she come out, boos. But Brian Kilmeade, I mean, look, he knows it's the president's favorite show. He probably knew daddy was watching. So he was like, I have to fucking spin this. So
right.
I don't actually acknowledge that maybe she's also reprehensible. I'll play the clip for you just so you can hear the mind twisting that Brian Kilmeade had to do.
Downing Street.
And
again,
Ivanka
and
comes
here
out.
Comes Ivanka
and John Bolton.
And some security.
The National Security Advisor and Ivanka Trump walking across together.
So, does John that sound like some booing?
Yeah, it does. And yeah. It's not for Ivanka, it's for John Bolton, and he loves it.
Yeah.
Fucking take that.
Fucking loves
oh,
it.
Oh, I eat that shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Those I eat booze like... for breakfast. Keep them coming.
Those were like moans. Those were like deep, hated.
Disgust.
That was like bassy, too. Like there were people hitting tones I have not heard. Yeah, and it's funny because when she first comes out, like you could hear her process that there were people making sounds, and I think she's used to cheering most of the time. So she kind of like sort of pepped up.
Stops
and then
herself.
When that boo wave hit,
oh my God.
Her face kind of just turned a little bit, but still tried to keep her, you know, pageant queen vibe up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's John Bolton, and he loves it, you know, because he lives on a steady diet of self-loathing.
Yes.
So
fucking
is that,
loves
is that the
it.
Continuation of that sentence?
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, because. Fox News, like what you're hearing there is probably what's going on in Trump's head, where he's like, they're not booing me. They're booing.
They're booing John Bolton, and he loves it, so this is actually a good thing because
good.
He's dunking on them.
Right.
He was somehow stuffed at the rim, but I turned that into a dunk.
So let's talk about, this is something that we talked about after the terror attack in Sri Lanka, that their government had actually shut down the internet for a day, or at least shut down Facebook and social media. And at first I was like, that's probably a good thing because Facebook has spread like so much disinformation and hate and caused genocides in some cases. But apparently this is becoming a go-to move for governments, like specifically autocracies. And
well, because you inhibit their ability to organize properly
when
you take away social media. So it is a double-edged sword.
Yeah. So worldwide, Bloomberg is reporting that shutdowns of all or part of the internet in countries rose to 188 government interventions in the last year, up from 75 in 2016. So I don't know, man. That's
scary.
That's scary because... You know, it hasn't happened in the U.S., but, like, you kind of think, oh, well, they'd never get away with shutting down the internet in the U.S., but, like, how would they not get away with it? Who would catch them? The media?
Who's on the internet?
Yeah, how are you going to get them? You're going to go to your local newsstand? And, yeah.
I mean, all it's going to take is who knows if, like, if 2020 goes south for Trump and, like, you know, a lot of people suspect it's going to be a shaky transition of power. What kind of weird shit could happen then? You know,
I mean,
it's and also when you think of it, a lot of it, too, like as people become more and more disillusioned and disenfranchised by capitalism, you are going to see people take to the streets to exercise their power to be like, OK, I get it. 1% of y'all own 60% of this shit.
Yeah.
But there's 99% of us and we're fucking angry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm going to take your shit now. But I can see the internet shutting down then, too, where it's like,
off switch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this came up over the weekend because Google Cloud went down, I think, for other reasons, not because the government was shutting it down, but people...
They were just testing if they could shut it down.
People were wondering if this was the government, like, testing a kill switch.
Kill switch.
Do you guys, like, back everything up?
Nah.
I back every website I go to up on a hard drive.
Really?
No. That would be excessive.
I only back that thing up.
You only back? I was waiting for that. Yeah, I don't either.
Everything on hard drives, everything on old CDs, you know what I mean? CDRWs, CDRW pluses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, oddly enough, I just don't take care of a lot of my media. Everything's so transient to me. I'm like, am I really going to look at photos that I took three years ago? Probably not, because half the time I'm just taking photos of dumb shit.
Right.
That, like, I'll never be like, gather around, kids. This is when Junip played at Outside Lands. Jose Gonzalez's voice would haunt me. It was like a Swedish, what's that guy's name? Who's saying you got a friend? James Taylor.
Oh my yeah. God. Yeah, I wonder
James Taylor
like,
saying you got a friend in me?
He's saying a version of you.
Oh,
got
you got a friend.
When you're yeah, down yeah, in trouble. And you need. That was my eighth grade graduation song.
Oh, that's
we
sweet.
Wanted it to be Saved Tonight by clapping? Eagle Eye Cherry, and the school was like, that's blasphemous. I'm like, well, yeah, we're going to fight the break of dawn.
Saved Tonight was like the
yo,
the controversial pick.
Yo, everyone was like, it's got to be Saved Tonight for our eighth grade graduation song. Whack as fuck. Just a backstory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember I told you the person whose whole personality was the Sugar Ray video Fly was shot in my godmother's backyard?
Yeah.
She led the charge on making Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry,
yeah,
the eighth grade graduation
wow
song.
Yeah.
Wow. A hero.
A hero.
A true hero.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you, though. What
no,
were you
it's saying? Okay. I was just going to ask some, like, woo-woo thing, which was, like, do you think our, like, children are going to be as, like, curious about, like, our pictures as we are about our parents? Like, whenever I find
right
pictures of my parents, I'm like,
you're like,
oh
shit.
God, the Volvo. Like,
yeah,
wow. Like, yeah.
Right, they're like, dad had a six-pack.
Yeah.
Because like, there wasn't bullshit in the food, and also we were doing cocaine.
Yeah.
We yeah thought cocaine was good
we
for you.
We thought cocaine was a diet drug. Shit. We called them pet pills.
Right.
It was meth. I think so, because I yeah think we always have a fascination with our parents. We only mm-hmm know our parents as, like, these Disney creatures that we make, like, perfect or whatever. Unless,
right,
you know, however you're raised, you might come to the realization they're not perfect.
Yeah.
But I think on some level, every kid always wants to kind of know, like, what was life like before I fucked it all up?
Right.
According to what you
yeah
say when you have your
yeah
wine.
And, like, the thought experiment of, like, if I ran into my dad
yeah
when he was my age.
Would he be tight?
Would I like him?
Yeah.
Would he be tight?
Would he be tight?
I have
wait,
the freaky
would he
thought,
eat?
Like, would my dad try to, like, flirt with me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're some Marty McFly shit.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like, ooh.
Well, that is actually the thought experiment that led to the writing of Back to the Future. The
right
writer, like, had
oh
the thought,
real?
Would I, like, what if I could go to high school with my dad?
Whoa. Would I get
oh
in the way?
God.
Like, would my mom be like, I'm actually feeling this dude.
Right.
And I'm like, you're my mom. But whoa.
Three just in like 5 seconds recreated the thought process that led to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder though, because there's gonna be so much more video and
yeah, so
oh
much
yeah
of the,
just footage.
So much archive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like content that's been created.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Like they'll be like, I found your old YouTube channel, Dad. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's still up? I thought YouTube died in the franchise wars.
Yeah. I could disappear tomorrow and my kids would have plenty of me to
yeah
deal with.
There's
just
plenty
of
algorithms.
Podcast.
They could take a bunch of material from Cracked or whatever, this podcast,
right,
and like create like
a bot.
A, yeah, like a machine learned version of you.
Yeah, like that Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
yeah
good Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Well, there was a company that was saying like it could take emails and social media stuff and then like create a chat bot that would at least mimic the way you spoke and like the shit. So you wouldn't hear a voice, but you could just log on and be like, I uploaded my dad's emails to this, and now I could talk to
oh
the email.
That was how
version
the Black Mirror episode started.
I uploaded my dad.
Are you sure
yeah
you're
oh
not
really
thinking of the Black Mirror episode?
What's Black Mirror?
It's a black superhero.
Oh, the dude who got bit by the radioactive mirror.
Uh-huh. All right, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, guys.
Caitlin Durante joke. It's a black guy who got bit by a radioactive mirror. He became Black Mirror.
So there's a pharmaceutical bill she's touting
Pelosi, yeah,
that would help solve runaway drug pricing.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's got a bill, right? On the surface, we're talking about things that will help people,
mm-hmm,
that will move this society into a place where we're not treating people as if they're profits.
Imagine.
Right. I think the internet will get shut down when we're on the way to having that moment. Anyway, so the deal is, this is a new bill that's basically empowers the Health and Human Services Secretary to negotiate lower drug prices for what they say, at least 25 prescription drugs each year. And if the negotiation is unsuccessful, like another office would then be allowed to set a price closer to the typical amount that is being charged in other countries, because obviously like we have the most litty prices
right
for pharmaceuticals that
yeah, yeah, yeah
you should go broke if you have asthma or diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds fine. But when you look at who the fuck the HHS secretary is, Alex Azar, He is a former drug company exec and pharma lobbyist. Mm. So what the fuck is he going to do to negotiate with his homies? Like, yeah, bro, they sent me to negotiate with y'all. What do you want to do, raise it 5%?
Right.
Let's do it.
Yes.
So that's why people are like, what the fuck is this bill? Like, it really doesn't make sense. It, like, just based on the environment we're in right now, this would not help anybody. And now, and I think it was in the New Republic, or no, Mother Jones, this one opinion writer was saying, like, well, this could be something a little more forward thinking. Now, you know, like, we, like, on the surfaces, you're like, this is a non-deal. Like, this doesn't even make sense. Why would this happen? But what if a Democrat wins in 2020 and is in the White House, and then the new administration would already have a law in place that would allow the new HHS secretary to renegotiate drug prices, and you don't need a fucking single Republican vote to do it.
Mm.
And then, because right now, I mean, at worst, prices won't change, right? Mm-hmm. With this HHS secretary, or probably could go up. And then at best, maybe it goes down a little. But if this is already signed into law, then you have a stealthy way to just sort of get your new plans in motion once somebody takes the White House. So that's why some people are like, is this 9D chess? Or is this terrible fucking governance where you're just trying to work with this this administration who probably won't help anybody,
right?
And give them a win? But I think, you know, it's interesting to sort of consider, like, what is going on? Like, what is really the deal here with this bill? And I think GOP Congress people are kind of onto it because they're not exactly supporting the bill, because I think they can see it could be a setup move for a little pharma checkmate.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't really have much hope or faith when it comes to setting these drug prices.
That pharmaceutical executives will just change things for our good on their own. With only themselves overseeing the process.
They're like, lower costs. Do you know how much it costs to heat my marble floors?
Right.
Fuck off.
I mean, this is a question that people had about Nancy Pelosi when it comes to impeachment, like whether she's slow rolling things because she knows that there's going to be an impeachment, but she wants to, like, draw out all the facts.
Or comes from a place of privileges and completely out of touch of the existential threat that this administration faces to people who aren't like her.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Or there's that, too. I don't know.
Yes.
People who need help.
Being casual. Yeah. Or it's like, we can do it at the ballot box. It's like, really? Telling these black and brown people, these LGBTQ people, these everybody else who is looking down the barrel of a gun constantly and be like, yeah, I can wait till November.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. For understanding.
My will maybe stay on until then.
Yeah, and then just thinking of, like, even now with, like, those ICE detainees or that internal memo came out, basically them saying a lot of these deaths were preventable.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
And then that there were kids left in vans for, like, 39 hours and shit, trying to reunite with their families. Like, shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
And we're trying to – that's why on one hand, I wish she could at least communicate that she understands the existential threat that's posed and be like, I'm not saying it's not important. What I need to do, I'm just trying to let y'all know, we have to get, this is what I'm thinking. But then again, that's political strategery that she probably don't want to, you know, show her hand. But I think, you know, the cries for impeachment are growing louder and louder. And even, like, even in leadership, like, you have people basically coming out being like, yeah, I think impeachment's inevitable. Like, James Clyburn said that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it needs to happen one way or
another. We will see.
All right. Well, speaking of 2020 and that election, the town halls that, you know, CNN and Fox News are doing with the 30 different candidates, people have thrown their hat in the ring for president. Yeah, I mean, they've been kind of the main way that people have shown their face to the American public.
Yeah.
And apparently people have not seen anything that's really changed how they were thinking up to that point in these, because a poll was just released that found that their approval ratings, or like how they're doing in the polls, hasn't really changed at all from before to after their town halls.
Yeah, there's no, like, a lot of people were like, oh man, yeah, get in front of a different audience. This will probably help. This will help. And Washington Post did a pretty thorough analysis. And they said the biggest impact for anybody with polling numbers came from campaign announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when they saw bumps. Or people get, like, very interested. A town hall aired, and they're like,
Yeah.
Like, okay, something's on TV. The field is just so crowded.
Right.
And, like, when it comes to, like, some of these, not lesser, but lesser known, I mean, we'll call them lesser, candidates, people just, if you're not fully engaged with that candidate, like chances are you're not tuning in for it because it's, there's too much noise right now.
Right.
But the people who did kind of get bumps were people who were like at the higher end, like the Biden Sanderses of the world.
They got bumps from their...
A little bit. Like,
and wait, did Biden do a town hall?
No, no, no. I mean, I'm sorry. More, mostly Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And so, you know, those things had a slight effect, but nothing where they'd be like, hey, that was a good move. You did that town hall. Like, because that helped here. The only person who was actually an exception was Pete Buttigieg. He kind of went, because that first, basically, town hall, like, made people be like, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah, I feel like that kicked off the whole media wave.
Yeah, it did. And his Twitter, they showed, there was a graph of his Twitter interactions, like, the day after, it's a hockey stick. Like, it goes, whoop. So... that helped him. But then there are other people like, you know, Kristen Gillibrand, she just had one and had like an interesting moment on Fox, like dunking on Fox. And those are like the moments you hope for. But we don't know. There hasn't been polling at, on the, in the wake of that town hall. So we don't know how much that helped her. But I know she's still struggling to get like to qualify for debates.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Television is a bad way to find information. Like people aren't going to tune in unless they just want to see more of what they already like about the person.
Right.
So I get worried about people who only tune into TV to find information too, you know?
Yeah. I think for this to be a big swing, it would have to be with people who like have tuned in or are deciding to tune into like all 20 town halls and then like make their decision. And that's just, like, the internet exists. We can just go read articles about these people. We don't need to.
Yeah.
Right. It's funny also, too. I wonder if subconsciously, like, when you turn on the TV, like, if you're already putting yourself in, like, I'm going into a world of wonder and fantasy where I'm not, like, that it works on you because normally you're just there for entertainment. Mm-hmm. So then suddenly when you're looking at, like, images of things that should move you.
Right.
You're like, huh, that's a weird show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to interact with it the way you do with like the internet.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's a fully passive medium.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
But at the same time, it can be hugely influential. But I think it's sort of the overall, like with Trump, the fact that he got like triple the coverage of any other Republican candidate, you know, that's a over time and the fact that it was just so overwhelming, like the preponderance of TV coverage does influence people.
Yeah.
I just feel like a single appearance is not going to swing things. So it's got to be frustrating to be like number 16 through
21, yeah. 22.
Or yeah. Number 6 through 20.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Well, that's why I think maybe the debate stage will change things.
Yeah.
You know, when you see people like, call each other out. I mean, I don't know how deep we're not quite into mud time yet.
Right.
But I have a feeling when you start comparing people on stage side by side, that'll probably help people a little bit more to be like, oh, you know what? Actually, when I put this person next to this person, I don't like that one so much anymore.
Mud time is the one day a year that you
poop out of your shit gills. Yep.
Pooping.
Right. Yes.
It's mud time, guys.
And it's also the election.
What a terrible time for Beto O'Rourke to choose for this to be his mud time. On the debate stage, could not get an answer in. Poll numbers in the toilet.
Could not hear him through his shit gills.
Yeah. Right. Oh, God. Couldn't articulate one answer.
What a bad choice.
And so, yeah, Mr. O'Rourke, what would you do about the family separation? Well, okay. What about you, Bernie?
Yeah, we still are not at the point in the 2016 election where Trump entered the race, so... that's also worth keeping in mind that the winning candidate had not yet entered the race in our last presidential election. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and so are Punk'd and Single Out, baby. Singled Out. Singled Out. We were just thinking about the fact that it was hosted by Chris Hardwick and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
When I don't Benghazi remember anti-vax. Yeah. Out.
Just like two of the
These are very problematic figures.
They're
two people who probably wouldn't be asked to host now, even for nostalgia's sake. They'd be like. I remember Singled Out. I loved it because I was only like 12 or some shit at the time. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Is it like in conjunction with Next or like same philosophy? What is it?
Oh, much worse. It was a TV soundstage and there would be one person and they would bring a group of 100 like extras out, and then they would like narrow it down by like 50, right? It was almost like Family Feud.
It was like
style
50
questions.
People, yeah, like, and there's one picker.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Like, do you like salty or sweet? And like people who chose salty would all be eliminated, and then there would be like 50 left, and they'd keep like eliminating people.
Oh my God.
And it was... Yeah, I don't know.
It was dating
fully
game
carried.
Style, right? Because you couldn't see them. Like, it was always like, then they would be like, and this is the person you matched up with. And they're like, oh,
right.
It's a sentient MAGA hat.
Right.
Oh, no.
Thank you. But yeah, it's coming back. Just because, you know, I heard the calls of my generation demanding
we needed it.
Singled and Punk'd comeback. Yeah. And get ready, y'all, because it's coming back to one of the most sought after platforms.
Quibi.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Like, what, are these real words? Like, what?
Yeah. So, oh, man. Naming a startup is like fucking God. Can you imagine people, like the marketing people who like, they're like, you got to call Mark, man. He fucking came up with Twitter, Quibi, Exonius, Mastercardos, and Varicose fans. I don't know.
Named Varicose fans.
He named them. But yeah, this one is going to be on Quibi, but the thing is, it's like a mobile-only platform, And each show's going to get 20 episodes that are under 10 minutes in length.
Yes. So this is filling a need that we were all begging for somebody to come in and fill.
Oh, yeah.
Another video platform.
Just for phone. Yes,
just for phone. This one just for phone. And YouTube length TV shows. We were all thinking that.
We were all thinking that because I'm a baby boomer CEO.
Right.
Who is 7 years behind of what's actually happening, and
right.
no one who works for me tells me the truth because they don't want to get fired, so I continue to tank my multi-billion-dollar company into the ground.
But yeah, it's not even live as of this recording. It is.
Yeah, if you go to the website, it's like...
Right. It's a partnership between Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman.
Uh-oh.
Jeffrey Katzenberg is a huge, you know, Hollywood mover and shaker, and Meg Whitman, who's that again?
Oh, she ran for governor in California, and I had to organize a few different protests or just actions against her. Yeah, she was like, I was the CEO of Hewlett Packard, and now I'm here to fuck your state up.
Right.
And yeah, I remember there was a thing we did with a bunch of nurses, like a nurses association where everybody wore Meg Whitman wigs.
Oh, really?
Like, what's up, Meg? Yelling for the people. Yeah,
that's kind of tight.
This wasn't even for his job working in the lobbying industry.
Nah.
This is just Miles when he gets pissed at somebody.
I just put a wig on, put my wigs on, call up my nurse gang, and we're coming for you. That's why we're going to be at the IHOP on Sunset this Sunday. Please join us for action against this terrible, terrible company. Stop playing with us. But yeah, the thing this reminds me of, because I, was working on a content thing with a partnership with Jeffrey Katzenberg and Verizon.
Yep.
Oh, what
and
a nightmare.
Yeah.
Was that Go 90?
It was, yeah, they were like, it was really bitten big on Go 90.
Yeah.
The shit did not go.
There was also
90.
It didn't even go one.
It didn't even go one. Shit went 90 degrees to the left.
Samsung's Milk video. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah. So this happens like almost annually.
Oh my,
there's
milk.
Like a big, you know, boatload of, just like a cruise ship full of money pulls up to Los Angeles and is just like, we're going to do a proprietary video platform. And
right.
like, oh, you God. Guys start making videos for it. And then a bunch of talented, creative people like make a bunch of content. And it goes onto this platform that immediately like goes under.
Right. Or with Verizon, it's like, if you're not a Verizon customer, how the fuck you? No one gives a fuck about Go 90. So like they just don't think of how these media environments even work, which is why I go back to this idea of like these super out of touch old dudes making deals, being like, yeah, this is the future.
Yeah.
You know how I know? I thought of something in 1988.
Right.
So
yeah,
well, that's the hook I'm hanging my shit on.
The DigiDay article says, don't bet against Jeffrey Katzenberg. Okay.
Okay, babe.
Okay, babe.
All right, babe. Quigby? If it ain't DreamWorks, I don't know.
What is that? Quigby sounds too much like Quaalude to me.
Wow.
Right?
Quibby?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like Quibble.
Quibble.
Yeah.
Quaalude, I think you were just thinking of because
thinking of...
you want Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Because you like to get loose.
Or evil men in charge. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
This whole thing, too, even with Punk'd, right? So
yeah.
They're saying, in the People magazine article about it, says, now that technology can really augment reality, the upcoming Punk'd reboot promises to pull the boldest pranks on the biggest stars in Hollywood.
That's
I'm sorry, you're not pulling the boldest pranks on the biggest stars in Hollywood for 10 minutes on a mobile phone.
Quibi. Yes.
Fuck out of here. You think they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to be on your platform nobody gives a fuck about.
Right.
But what are they doing? Like, when they're... That line, now that technology can really augment reality, like, what are they fucking thinking? Like, deep faking people?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I found this sex tape with your dad. Check this out. Oh, that's fucked up. You were Punk. Now it's not your dad.
Augment is such a creepy word, too.
Yeah.
Like, why choose that one?
Oh, augmenting
like,
reality.
It's ominous.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that is going to bring about the collapse of civilization, I've got a new report that says it's not going to happen till 2050.
Oh, boy.
That's not a good way to talk about this story. So a scientist and a former energy executive have drawn on a type of analysis called system analysis and basically say that catastrophic consequences are more likely than most people assume from climate change, and they're unavoidable without an immediate World War II level mobilization of all the forces within like all of the countries.
Starting yesterday.
Yeah,
starting 3
yesterday,
years ago.
To alter the trajectory of like the global economy. But they're basically saying that all these different things, you know, like half a degree more and like there will be more storms and like all these things are going to build on each other. And,
right.
You know, systems require a bunch of things to stay stable for them to operate properly. And so the second you start like adding instability to those systems, shit's going to get fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. See, if you have boomer parents who don't get it, you can be like, okay, think of the environment as like your engine block.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what happens when, even if let's say a fluid line, a transmission line goes out.
Right.
How's the car working? Oh, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. But think about that with the earth. Never mind. Just smoke your cigar and wear your, keep listening to your Jimmy Buffett fucking right. album. Yeah. I, 2050, huh?
Damn.
Yeah.
So what I got, like 20 years, 30 years? Okay. Yeah, shit, I'll be like 60-something.
Yeah, I'll be 70. Oh. I'm good with, you know,
good with
being
steel.
Done at
quick
70.
Quick with the steel.
But, you know, yeah, when you have kids, it's kind of, it's like, oh, you're going to be just hitting the prime of your life.
I know. Right. That's what
civilization that's collapses. So...
That's what fucks me up when yeah. I think about having a kid, because I'm like, everything I'm reading says that child will just, like, look at a wall of flame.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, cool.
but you know,
all right. It's been nice.
I was literally on the edge of my seat, like, "What's Miles gonna say to put this all in perspective and make me feel better about it?"
Well, I think honestly, you know, you'd hope at some level, right? I feel like at least public sentiment is moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
And slowly, you know, like the UK just had like their longest streak of no coal energy, like that they've ever had. There's all this incremental shit. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, the way we've looked at how our modern society works, like, either something has to happen financially for people to wake the fuck up.
Right.
Or something so fucking horrific that they're going to be like, maybe we should do something.
Well, and that's the problem with climate change is that it doesn't have that big horrific event that, like, everybody can mobilize around.
Right.
Like, you know, Nazism. It's just a gradual, like, boiling frog scenario where things just get worse and worse, but you know, this year's only a little bit worse than last year. It's a lot worse than 20 years ago, but we don't really think about that because
True. That one summer in 1994 during the World Cup, woo, the shit was like 119, 120 a couple days.
Okay.
So that's how I know things are getting cooler, because last summer when my AC went out, the shit was only 115.
Oh,
and that's how I put it into perspective.
That's a good point.
Sometimes I wonder if like socialism can only happen if an apocalypse happens.
Probably.
Know? Yeah. Like,
well, again, you know, I think just
in America, you mean?
Yeah, in America,
right,
for sure.
Right, of course. I mean, we're the whole world.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we spend a lot of money to give socialism and communism bad PR.
Right?
It's called wars.
Yeah.
And putting
I've been
in public
watching like Chernobyl and whatever the Soviet Union was like. Corrupt, but all of those people were like, yes, I will like go into this nuclear reactor for my country.
Right.
Well, also, and communism is not socialism. Communism
is
like autocratic and dictatorial.
You're right.
Yeah. Like I was listening to a podcast from 538 where they were talking about like whether, you know, there's this perception that there is this huge rightward movement of, you know, people going towards autocratic governments around the world. And they were pointing out that there's a lot of other examples where people are going towards like green parties and like who also tend to be nationalist, but you know, and that makes sense with this. So I could see things changing, people making more and more radical changes because things are getting so dire with climate change, but that also opens things up to, you know, things changing radically and people deciding to make a huge rightward swing, and, you know, then all bets are off. So, yeah, just something to think about.
Warm your bones with
no
that.
Big deal.
Warm your bones.
Yeah.
Get
warm
your apocalypse packs,
you know,
ready.
Yeah, exactly. Get your vape pens. Store up on them things, man. Because
do you have a plan?
Did you see that tweet from the dude who was like, how are they going to fuck with me with this bug out bag? And it was like 40 guns. And someone was like, well, you're going to die of thirst because there's no water or even a canteen in there. It was like all these guns and like knives and shit and like not a single piece of food or...
I drink knives.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about what a creepy place YouTube is.
The creepiest fucking shit. I mean,
this
we talk...
story wigged me the fuck
we
out.
We talk a lot about how... You know, you'll go on a video being like, I just want to see liberals owning Trump.
Right.
And suddenly you'll
that
just
be. That is a good impression of me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then it like you'll end up on some weird dark shit or how typically people just want to start off like watching debate videos and suddenly you're getting red pilled on like the alt-right YouTube world. So there was a study being done when this Harvard researcher was like sort of looking at the effects of YouTube, like specifically in Brazil. And there was this mom who, like, her 10-year-old daughter had uploaded a video of like, this her daughter, 10-year-old, and her friends, like, playing in, like, at a pool or something. And her daughter was like, oh, my God, the video's, like, got, like, 2,000 views. And she's like, oh, okay. Then, like, a couple days later, she's like, video has 400,000 views. And she's like, what the fuck? Y'all are just playing. This is not even a long clip. This is not even good content.
Right.
The fuck is this? So, come to find out, the people who were watching it were not... fans of home videos. Yeah, this is not 400,000 of your extended family. These people were being like were getting there because of the algorithm. Now, the whole thing is that from this article it says YouTube's automated recommendation system, which drives most of the platform's billions of views by suggesting what users should watch next, had begun showing the video to users who watched other videos of prepubescent partially clothed children, a team of researchers has found. So the algorithm is purely operating on like what you like. You like that? Here's more of that. Here's more of that. Okay, what can I tangentially find that's kind of like that? Okay, chew on that. Right. And then you end up going to this dark ass place. So the sometimes people aren't even starting off watching young children videos. Again, it says that a user who watches erotic videos might be recommended videos of women who became conspicuously younger and then women who pose provocatively in children's clothes. Eventually, some users might be presented with videos of girls as young as 5 or 6 wearing bathing suits or getting dressed or doing a split. On its own, each video might be perfectly innocent, a home movie, say, made by a child. Any revealing frames are fleeting and appear accidental, but grouped together, their shared features become unmistakable. So what they did... All these people were like, okay, we need to, this can't just be a coincidence. Let's fucking run an experiment. They worked this algorithm thousands of times to just understand what is going on. Like, how are we getting from point A to point B? And they just saw exactly how it was functioning. When they, and this is again from the article, quote, when they followed recommendations on sexually themed videos, they noticed something they say disturbed them. In many cases, the videos became more bizarre or extreme and placed greater emphasis on youth. Videos of women discussing sex, for example, sometimes led to videos of women in underwear or breastfeeding, sometimes mentioning their age, 19, 18, even 16. Some women solicited donations from sugar daddies or hinted at private videos. After a few clicks, some played more overtly prepubescent, posing in children's clothing. From there, YouTube would suddenly begin recommending videos of young and partially clothed children, then a near endless stream of them drawn primarily from Latin America and Eastern Europe. So when they asked YouTube for comment, this is what they said. It's not clear to us that necessarily our recommendation engine takes you in one direction or another. When it comes to kids, we just want to take a much more conservative stance for what we recommend. That's it. So they basically just shrugged. And I don't know. No, we don't think it's a problem.
Ew, this is so evil.
It's just, this is the kind of, this is that runaway technology shit. And they're like, hello, you're served. Like a lot of the times too, there could be kids put their social media handles in videos because they're mimicking what they see influencers do.
Yeah.
And then suddenly now, predators on the internet can find them. You and begin grooming you.
YouTube is a social media platform.
Yeah. So this is like the response was so lackluster. They were even like, wow. All they said was like, we don't think it goes one way or another. I mean, look at all the people who say if people are getting radicalized through YouTube videos.
Right.
You come to this. It's like there is a rabbit hole effect that you're creating. Mm-hmm. And they also hate that term. Like, oh, we don't like to say rabbit hole. We like to say bunny cave.
Bunny shape.
Bunny pit in the floor that you go down, and then when you come out the other side, it's all fucked.
Right.
Everything goes type shit. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's impossible for them to truly address this while maintaining profitability because it's not like there's a dude somewhere who's like tagging this as like child barely clothed. It's just reacting to people clicking on it from other videos,
right,
and like seeing that pattern and identifying it like just algorithmically.
Yeah.
And if you needed to have enough people like monitoring all these different nations and all these different videos, you know, YouTube wouldn't be able to stay in business. So there, and I mean, that's like same deal with Facebook, or they would be able to stay in business, but they wouldn't be nearly as profitable.
Child views, like for kids using YouTube, like innocently, like actually kids just watching kid content, that is a huge revenue stream for them.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So, and a lot of experts are like, you could just do one thing. Just stop, take children's content or anything with kids out of the algorithm.
Yeah.
Just remove that as a thing it can draw from to suggest videos.
Right.
Then people aren't going to be fucking going there. They're just going to, they'll cycle through all the shit that you're leaving in there.
Yeah.
But YouTube is like, well, there is such a big traffic driver. It would hurt creators who rely on clicks. It's just like they're only thinking about their own money. But meanwhile, you have like this soft, weird, soft core child pornographer or shit that people who are interested in this kind of fucked up shit, or not that the videos themselves are fucked up, but looking at videos that are not intended for anything other than like this memory or something to then sexualize these kids or whatever.
I think also to think of like, there's so many like prepubescent like kids who think that they're going to be YouTubers like as a career and like want to be influencers, and like, I don't know. Oh, it's just like all feeding into the same creepy thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's actually a very common, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Not like movie star or like best player in the NBA, but like YouTuber.
Influencer.
Because, then you just live your life on YouTube and everybody loves you. And
or even like talking to younger kids, like, you know, like kids who are still in school. And I'm like, what do you want to do? And they're like, I want to be like a model.
Right.
And then they're talking about Instagram.
Instagram model.
And I'm like, God damn. Like, you know, then people don't do shit, right?
Well, you'll figure it out.
But also, like, but that's who's exalted in their world of like, these are the top people.
Yeah. You know?
For me, it was Will Smith.
Right.
Right.
It's telling also of maybe like state of the economy, or like these kids are like, this is how I'm going to get a job.
Right.
Or like, this is how I'm going to make money and like feed myself.
They're looking at broke millennials
who
are like, we're the first generation to be like, I have to commodify my being because
terrible.
I have no job. I has no job prospects.
Right.
So I must make myself the product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then kids are looking up at that. That's the cool older sister, cool older whoever. And you're like, oh, okay, commodify your being.
Yeah,
that's another path you can take.
Mm.
So, if anything, if for parents out there, make sure your kids aren't, if they're under 18, check out what they're uploading to YouTube. And also, like, if you really have videos you want to share, make them shits private.
Yes.
And just distribute the link, because then at least that way, it's only people who you know who have the link are going to see it. But
but
this is definitely a potential risk, because YouTube doesn't give a fuck. Whatever the content is, it could be extremism. It can be things like inappropriate content with kids. It doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, I wonder if this shit is going on like Instagram too. I'm sure it is, right?
I wonder, probably like through the Explore page or something.
I mean, that's all algorithmically based, isn't it? Like
it
the
is,
Explore page?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Definitely.
But I guess if,
it doesn't seem very smart, the Instagram algorithm page, because like, I liked a NBA video once, and all I get is NBA videos.
Right.
Like, it just seems like it's kind of basic, maybe, compared to the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
It's kind of harder to go down a hole in Instagram, I think.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the food ones, I'll scroll till my eyes go dry.
Yeah.
When I see, like, melted cheese for whatever reason, I'm like, go on. I love videos where like they'll make a quesadilla and they just lift it up with all the cheese, and I'm like, oh shit, look, it's all threading and shit.
Wow, think about the people who are just uploading that for home cooking, Miles.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, you're sick.
I'm salivating. Sick. And then I go to Tacos El Venado.
Uh huh.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
Go there.
Cool. Melissa, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you?
You can find me through the algorithm.
Okay.
Yes.
And also, Hello, Melissa, which is like, hello, Melissa, but without the H.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, puppet.
Exactly.
Isn't
yes.
that from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, is it? Puppet?
Hello, puppet.
Hello, puppet.
Weird.
You can also listen to my podcast, Say More Podcast, with Olivia Gatwood. Streaming everywhere.
What y'all do? What y'all do on that podcast?
It's like a conversational podcast. We interview people on things that they're experts on. So
nice.
We interviewed Jamie about corporate feminism.
Yeah.
And like a doula, someone who worked in gay porn. Yeah.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. What's like
all those people you interviewed Jamie about all those subjects?
Yeah.
She's a doula.
She's a doula.
Hidden directs gay porn.
Yeah, she directs. Yeah. I know. She's so talented.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, I really like this one. Let me see. This is Alex B. Tanner. Why is every single book title Things We Lost in the Fire When We Were Girls and We Didn't Talk About All the Things We Never Told Our Mothers?
Things We Lost in the Fire.
Yeah.
Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Two tweets I like. One is from Reductress and, you know, thematically ties into what we're talking about. This one from Reductress says, how to get over baby fever by remembering the earth is dying.
Yeah.
Woo! And wow. One more from The Onion, because it just felt, I've been saying it over and over. It's an image of like this dude in a hoodie, like talking to this woman who looks so disinterested. And it says, man directs full force of anecdote towards single person after rest of group moves on to different topic.
Oh my God.
So which good. Is a thing, man, when people be hitting you with that, when they fucking commandeer the group talk, I do not like that.
Yeah.
No.
When you're just like, this is more for you than anything.
Yeah. Oh,
you're not
yeah.
trying to convey any information.
Right. You're like, I get it. The dude at Chipotle loves you.
Do you want me to just leave you alone in here?
Sometimes, though, you know people who do that, they can't actually register that you are talking shit back to them. I've noticed.
Oh.
When people get on that shit, we're like, yeah, and I'm about, they get this momentum going, I go, oh, yeah. Like, I just love them. Like, and I'll throw my hands up like, oh, are you serious? And like, they're like, no, I am. And I'm like, wow.
I wonder if those people become YouTubers.
Yes.
They're just talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's why they call me Black Mirror. They look into me and they see whatever they need to see right back. Mm.
Stella Donnelly Stan tweeted, can someone write an article on millennials killing the doorbell industry by texting here? and
damn.
And Martha Kelly tweeted, life hack for folding fitted sheets. Stuff them into a closet and a messy ball. Honestly, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you put them shits out and it's like wrinkly. But also, who's going to see that? Because you got the top sheet and you got the motherfucking blanket.
Oh, yeah, and then Pixelated Boat tweeted a screen cap of an article titled Leaked Footage Suggests a Big Jeopardy Shock is on the Way. And he said, answers must now begin with, bada bing, bada boom, it's answer time, motherfucker. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page, and The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to shows. We also have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be?
This is from Shy Girls, and the track is called Drain, because I'm feeling drained. But the beat is rocking, okay? And your boots will be knocking, because it's got a funky beat to it, and a hip tang.
A hip tang?
Yeah. Like from that guy, there's a dude who talks about hot sauce and calls it hip tang, like Bone Daddy something. Anyway, I saw it on Top Chef. But yeah, Drain by Shy Girls.
All right. Well, we're going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Drain, 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 drain.
Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.